You've read it, but not heard it.
Excuse me. Let me get that.
I don't want to take up. I hope your boss doesn't get mad.
If he comes in, you're going out.
Okay. Let me see. The man whose daughter you are, you would call him your
father.
Okay. What's a familiar term you would use? You probably said it when
Daddy.
We're, okay. What about your mother now? What would you?
I call her mother.
Okay. What about the familiar term there? Would you say mother usually?
Uh-huh.
Would you say mama or mommy?
No, I always say mother.
I always say mother. Mm-hmm. What about both of them together are called your?
Parents.
Okay. And what about your grandfather? What's a familiar term you use there?
Granddad.
Okay. And grandmother?
Mm-hmm.
What would you use there?
Grandmother.
Okay. Let me see. Something you, when you bring a baby, I don't know if I asked you this before or not, but when you bring a baby home from the hospital, the first thing you put it in to sleep is a...
Bassinet.
Okay.
I think you did.
And I did. And then after that, you put it in a...
Crib.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then a thing you might, with wheels on, that it might lie down in, and you push it?
Stroller.
Okay. And if you were taking the baby out in that, you would say you were what?
Taking the baby for a walk.
Okay.
Strolling.
Strolling the baby, walking the baby, perhaps. Okay. And your children then would be your sons and?
Daughters.
Okay. Or another way, your boys and?
Girls.
Okay. And if a woman's going to have a child, you say she's...
If what?
if a woman's going to have a child...
Oh, going to have a child?
Yeah.
She's pregnant.
Okay.
This guy with Enterprise always says pregnancy. He does. When he writes a leave, he says pregnancy.
Well, have you ever heard, what are some of the ways of getting around saying somebody's pregnant?